Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, into hour number two. We have a guest coming up. Several issues have come out. They now admit that atomic testing alone has caused 11,000 deaths in the United States. But the government tells you not to worry about it, so it's okay. Let's worry about 55 people that die in some train bombings and bus bombings, and then let's give up all of our freedoms and flush America down the toilet to be safe, as if that makes you safe. Meanwhile, it's come out, and I already knew this, but now even more documents have come to light. Hiroshima bomb may have been carried hidden agenda to escalate and start the Cold War. And we have Dr. Peter Kuznick coming on in about 30 minutes. I know we have loaded phones. We're going to get to all of you, Wolfgang, Dana, Chris, Robert, Roger, and many others. And all over the country, they're announcing it's the law. You've got to show up and get your vaccines. Total lie. There is no law. They know it. They're criminals. And Mexican troops and others are slaughtering even more. We've got a travel advisory, one of the most dangerous regions in the world. And, I mean, that's even among South Africa and Iraq and places like that. Literally, folks, is the Texas-Mexico border. You never see it on the nightly news. It may be in Reuters, never on the nightly news. I mean, hundreds dead. Hundreds of kidnapped American citizens, dead U.S. cops everywhere. You'll never hear about it. So we'll get more into that. A lot of new developments in the London bombing. That's all on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Here's the deal, and I'm holding you to it. I'm going to shut up. I'm giving each caller a minute and a half, and I'm going to the next person because I want to take more calls. I'm doing it. Watch. Watch me. Wolfgang in Kansas City. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, my camera's not broke at all. I got Chris Simcox from the Minuteman Project on film last week when he was here in Kansas City.
Good.
And we're going to be showing that again tonight at 6000 Lamar here in Mission, Kansas. It's put on by the Concerned Citizens of Kansas City, and we want to see capacity room fill, that's for sure.
All right.
Our new website for our TV network is up and running. It's inyourface.tv, and we're issuing press passes to all the Minuteman people who want to go to the border this October. We expect 20,000 people to show up with cameras in hand. Well, actually, not 20,000.
Well, I'll tell you where the Minutemen need to come.
All right.
They need to come to Laredo.
Laredo, Texas?
Yes.
All right. If you have a camcorder and you're listening, you can get your own press pass right there on inyourface.tv.
And, you know, those are great. A press pass is just something the police see and then suddenly leave you alone.
Right.
I mean, in America, they shouldn't be messing with somebody with a camera to begin with, but they don't like it. They like putting cameras up our noses and having them, you know, in the bathrooms at rest stops when we're using the bathroom. But when we put a camera on them, they don't like it. You just go, hey, I'm press.
That's right.
Yeah.
That gives you credibility.
I mean, you're press automatically, but they're so dumbed down. They're so into signets and symbols and logos that it's like your badge.
Right. And as far as that mercury goes, I had a big glass of mercury this morning with a cyanide chaser. Doesn't everybody?
Well, yeah, you're with Al-Qaeda if you don't believe it's good for you. Jim Jones. Jim Jones said it was good in the Kool-Aid. He was a nice person.
Right.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call, Wolfgang. For those that don't know, it was all over the country last year, right before school this time. The federal government had a study going, actually, mercury-containing vaccines causes better behavior in children. And I guess the weird semantical twist is, yeah, it dumbs them down. They sit there in a docile fashion drooling. And we played that clip last hour. And the same newscast running again all over the country. Show up here. Take your shot. It's the law. You could be arrested. That'd be like if I got up and said, show up down here and dig a ditch for me. You could be arrested if you don't. I mean, if I ran a TV ad, well, number one, they wouldn't take my ad saying that because they know it was illegal. It's extortion, color of law, racketeering, a fraud. But imagine if some private company ran an ad going, come down here and do this, or you'll be arrested. The cops would go arrest them. But see, this is kosher, folks. This is supposed to be accepted. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, by the way, it is true, for much of yesterday, Japan couldn't get on the internet, Taiwan couldn't get on the internet, India couldn't get on the internet. A large portion of the internet was just magically down yesterday, and there really hasn't even been any news. Why? A lot of our listeners are finding the web hard to get onto, hard to log onto, even if you have good cable connections. And they are not updating the DNS servers. They are not updating the router servers that the government, predominantly of the United States, controls. And they're saying they're going to let those die and then force you over onto Internet 2, which then has all these regulatory systems and taxation and free speech controls. They also have hate crimes they're trying to pass all over the world they have. America's about the last country where you can basically say anything without being arrested. You know, it starts out with, well, you shouldn't have neo-Nazis saying hateful things. No, they're bad. Let's take their free speech. And then you can't protest the homosexuals, or you can't protest the bulldozers about to knock down the redwoods, or you can't protest Bush. It's all started, see? You take somebody else's free speech, even if you don't like them, you better defend them. Oh, but by the way, free speech doesn't mean my show belongs to stalkers and neocons and people I know that are putting out this info and trying to hurt people. You know, also, then on the other side of that, we've got people that say censorship means if I don't have them on this show. Or censorship means that I won't let them walk all over me. or that I won't let them slander and libel and defame people. So there's also that extreme over there. And the media will do that. They'll hold up examples of the most extreme thing. You know, someone in an art exhibit eating his own excrement, and then the New York Health Department, this happened about 10 years ago, comes in and says, you're not allowed to have this art display. It's unhealthy. And they go, oh, how dare you try to take our right? That's not art, folks. That is a public, that is obscene, that is dangerous, that should be illegal. Okay? But even though I find it to, and there's a borderline right there at that extremity, even though I'm not a Catholic, but I find it very abhorrent and very obnoxious and very evil and very hateful to smear the Virgin Mary in cow dung, as they did in New York a few years ago, that was not shut down, and it made a lot of people mad, and the guy did it to get attention, and I think he shouldn't be given attention, but still, let that scumbag do what he's doing. You know, let him do it to Jesus, you know, a statue of Jesus. The point is, you know, even though I find that horrible and blasphemous, still, let that demon do that. They hold that up as a reason to restrict free speech, but you got to draw the line at people that want to cut their own arms and legs off. You know, tattoos and body modification isn't enough now. Having horns added or vampire teeth added, that isn't enough now. Now people want to have their arms and legs cut off. Oh, that isn't enough. You're not really cool. Why, I had both legs and an arm cut off. Oh, really? I've had both my arms and both my legs cut off. Oh, it's quite popular. Hundreds of people I know of every year are getting it done. Some people die from it, too. They go down to Mexico to have their legs cut off, and they die of infection down there. That just happened a few months ago, another case of it. You know, that should be illegal, folks. That's not expression. That's not free speech. That's mutilation. That's violence. That's mental illness. But notice they say your child being hyper is mental ill. We got to put them on Prozac and Ritalin. But then someone chopping their legs off, this mentally ill American psychiatric system says, oh, that's good. Chopping your own limbs off is good. But having energy as a young mammal is bad. See, it's all tailored for death. Now, how did I get off into this? I don't know. But point is that there's a real move to regulate the web and regulate speech. And I think Metro should be able to say white people are evil and they're going to make us leave America. I have my right to say they're racist. And that's wrong. Khalid Muhammad, before he died, had the right to say, you kill the white women, you kill the white children, because the white women are the military manufacturing centers. He's got a right to say that. David Duke's got a right to say what he says. I don't agree with it. They got a right to say it. Because if they take their rights away, I lose mine. All right. I'm ranting. It's true. I'll admit it. Let's talk to Dana in Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How are you? Did you get my facts I sent you last week?
Yes, I did. Thank you for those for that information.
Well, you're welcome. I don't know if you've ever heard of the book called Acid Dreams.
Yes, I have.
Have you read it?
No, I've read a synopsis.
Okay, then you get the general gist of things.
Yeah, why don't you tell folks what you're talking about?
Well, it's a book that was written based on the history of the CIA setting up the drug culture across this country.
It's admitted. It turned out Timothy Leary was government operative the whole time. Gloria Steinem was CIA. Miss Magazine was a CIA front. Go ahead.
Well, they picked Leary up out of a psych hospital in a VW bus, Volkswagen bus. That's how the VW got into the peace movement.
And they made him a star.
Yeah, and they stopped at all of the big cities like Chicago and Detroit and went to the poor areas of town and got kids hooked on LSD and all kinds of stuff. And they tripped across the country. And
he had massive, just huge containers of it.
And then when they got to San Francisco, that's how they established Haight-Ashbury. But it also goes into the other covert activities against American citizens that the CIA did, like dumping a virus on San Francisco where several people got killed in the extreme.
Yeah, that was in 1949.
In the 60s.
But since then, I was about to say, there have been hundreds of other cases.
Yeah. And in Washington, D.C., at the White House. So you were talking about that the other day. And
Those that don't know, let me get this through to the cops and everybody else listening that doesn't want to believe me. Listen to me. It's declassified. It's public. It's not debatable. Your government has nerve gassed you, sprayed you, tested on you. This is what she's saying. This is all public knowledge, ancient history. This is admitted.
Yeah, but they keep doing it. It may be ancient history.
No. I wasn't poo-pooing. No, ma'am. You're not getting what I'm saying, Dana.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying what you're saying is established, admitted.
Exactly.
That's what I meant by ancient history.
And they nuked us. You know, us baby boomers, people between 40 and 65, are the ones sickest with cancers because we were the kids, the unborn babies, or the young adults that were exposed to all this nuclear crap across this country.
And it has hundreds of times worse effect on fast-growing cells, hence embryonic or young children under the age of five.
Exactly. It goes to our immune system.
Well, a major federal report came out admitting at least 11,000, and that's the tip of the iceberg, people have died from the atomic testing.
A whole lot more than that, especially if you bring in all the soldiers, if you bring in all the Native American, the natives from Marshall Islands. Alex, they blew up, vaporized three islands over there. And you know how they fixed that? They just nuked the Pacific map and went on and acted like nothing ever happened. They have one island over there that I talked to a local anthropologist about 4 years ago here, and she still goes over there periodically. They have one island that they keep bringing the islanders back to, and then they have to take them off again. And they have been trying to figure out how to get rid of all of that contaminated soil.
I know. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they dropped hydrogen bombs on a bunch of islands out in the Pacific. And this stuff gets into the air, and then cancer rates explode. And then, aspartame causes cancer. And I don't mean like it increases it a little bit like eating T-bone steaks five times a day, folks. I mean, you know, it's much worse than smoking five packs of cigs a day. I mean, it's deadly. And, I heard some white trash scum yesterday when I called into a talk show, call in later and basically talk about how I'm a liar putting out propaganda about how DU is bad for you and how I'm a big liar. And, I'm sick of people like you. Hell, I'm trying to undermine the troops. Did you know the troops have been re-upped and re-upped and re-upped, and they lied to them on their contracts? Did you know it's been in the Associated Press? They make them, they'll discharge them in Ramstein and make them pay for their plane tickets back. And this guy goes, well, I got the wristband that was his radiation detector. He clarified. He called into the show before, and I know who the guy is. He's always hated me, I guess because I'm good-looking and he's not. That's really what it boils down to. I remember years ago seeing this guy. He would just look at me with hatred, little beady eyes. I'm sick of that guy. I'll expose him, too. And and then another scumbag called in as well. I'm just sick of those people. I'm sitting there, and just putting up with this, and I'm sitting there driving along listening to this guy yesterday, and he goes, yeah, I took his watch wristband and put a radiation detector on it, and it didn't show any radiation. And, he was in an Abrams tank. Well, that's not what Dr. Doug Rocky and all these people say. That's not what the Army's own handbook. Do you understand, fool, that on the website, which you don't even know how to use, we have the links to the Army's own manuals on this that they won't issue to the troops, where it says that if you get anywhere near a tank or a building that's been hit by this, that it's deadly poisonous just from the heavy metal levels. You think mercury's bad, this stuff's even worse. It just burns through your tissue. And at the same time, when it gets in your lungs, it has a cumulative radiological effect. And Dr. Doug Rocky, about half his team has died. You know, he is a patriot, folks. He went over and inspected and did the cleanup of those tanks on the highway of death and other areas. You know, he's dying. So don't you dare claim that he's not patriotic and that we're trying to undermine the troops when that guy's had so many. He just had three more surgeries. I talked to him. I talked to him last week, and he's been real sick, and he's going to try to come on next week. You know, I get angry at people like you. You know, I don't care. You know, I know you're mad at me. You know, I know you're mad at me because I'm straight and strong and you're not. Because you're scum and I'm not. But why don't you care about the troops a little bit more, you boot-licking, Bush-worshipping, white trash scum?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You know, the federal government's own numbers, the Centers for Disease Control and others, I mean, it's been on the cover of Time Life, that since the first Gulf War, our troops have tripled the deformities. Not double, but triple. Not a 20% increase, which would be huge. Not a 100% increase, a 300% increase. And man, to hear people out there just deny that, and to deny what the Army's own manuals say about depleted uranium, and to put some radiation detector
even the guys telling the truth, you know, high, that picks up high levels of radiation. Now, you can take a Geiger counter and send it out in the sun. It'll start going off because that is radiation. And then DU is something completely different, folks. Dr. Rocky, I've got him coming on next week if he's able to. Again, quite a few surgeries right now. Most of his team's dead, half of them, because, you know, it's so much fun over there and so good for you. And I don't know what to say to these people anymore. And he can go over all the details of it. But I could sit there and give that person, I could sit there and give them the Army manual. Hey, shut up, scum. The only reason I said that comment about I'm good looking and they're not, you know, I never talk like that, is because I assess people. I'm pretty good at assessing people. And I remember just so happened I'd been around that person a few times at events and just the hatred of them. You know, even back when I was what you'd call kind of a neocon 8, 9, 10 years ago, you know, more of a George Bush supporter before I totally woke up, you know, back when he was governor. I guess I'd already woken up even before he was governor to a certain extent. But, you know, just how people can stick George Bush stickers all over their cars when the guy appoints attorney generals who are anti-gun. And then another individual who I've known for years, you know, acts like they're one of my friends, and they call into a show and, you know, agree with the people that disagree with me about stuff. It's sick. You know, supporting the troops doesn't mean that you flush them down the toilet. Supporting the troops means you get up off your lazy hind end when you're not out doing the devil's work, and you get up off your lazy hind end, and you go and you read the government's own statistics about the deformities and the health problems and the illnesses. But you need to understand something. People like you've already lost. Because the New World Order's only got the weak people following them. They've got the weak people following them. They've got a lot of evil, some of them strong parasites that empower them and run their system. But your system's going down. And I hope you understand that, and I hope you know that. You're going down. You're going to go down. We're going to defend the Second Amendment, whether you like it or not. And we're going to stop abortion, whether you like it or not. And we're going to do something about your neocon leader, George W. Bush, whether you like it or not, neocons. You may love a lie, you may love the deception, but we love the light, and the truth will shine through. I remember debating a UT professor who went on to be some Marine Corps officer. Yeah, weird. They become professors and then Marine Corps officers. I remember debating that slime bag about 7 years ago about the fact that DU was bad and the fact that they had a Gulf War illness. And that the vaccine was bad. And, of course, later they admitted the vaccine was deadly and made everybody sick, and the government now admits that. It's admitted. But it doesn't matter to these people. They'll defend the establishment to the end because they think they'll get power out of it. They think they're safe by joining the evil, and you're not safe. All right, let's go ahead. It's based in fear, though. They're afraid of the New World Order, so they lick its boots. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I'm a veteran myself. I've been in the military about 17 years, man, and I tell you what, I quit drinking the Kool-Aid a couple of years ago. I'm on my way out, and I wanted to give you a heads up on an email that I forwarded to you concerning a quote that I got from a briefing this summer at annual training here in Tennessee. It's from a higher-ranking colonel, lieutenant colonel, concerning why we are in Iraq. And he said during this briefing that if someone were to ask you, why are we in Iraq, this is what you say.
Stay there. Did you send me the email?
Yes. Tips at Infowars.com.
Did we post it?
I just sent it this morning because I spoke with one of the ladies there in Austin, and she gave me direction on what to do concerning
the
email.
Well, good. I want to get that posted, but stay there. I want to hear this on the other side. We've also got a guest coming up. We'll get him on, but we'll have the guest hold while you finish up, Chris. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we are now at the halfway point in this worldwide broadcast. Coming up in just a minute or two, we're going to be talking to a very distinguished gentleman, Dr. Peter Kuznick, director of the Nuclear Studies Institute at American University in Washington, D.C., and the headline, A New Scientist, Hiroshima Bomb May Have Carried Hidden Agenda. Another big story out of New Scientist last Friday, and these are all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, was the federal government coming out at several major agencies and releasing studies going, yes, at least 11,000 Americans died and tens of thousands worldwide, more just from our atomic test and the increase in radiation and the absorption of that, particularly in the Southwest, where many of these tests above ground were done. So we'll go to the doctor here in just a moment with these incredible revelations on top of all the other revelations. But Chris in Tennessee, and we're going to be posting his email on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. You didn't finish your statement, but I'm going to guess what the captain or the colonel said, because I know what I saw on C-SPAN last year with Thomas Barnett, Naval War College, with all these generals in attendance, a huge amphitheater full of them. They said, we fight for global government. We fight for Wall Street. We fight to keep the stock up. We work for international corporations, and we're going to invade the world and take over all the resources. So it's not really a secret, but let me, I mean, What did your colonel tell you you were fighting for?
Actually, Alex, he's a chaplain for this unit here in Tennessee, the 278. And he gave instructions during this briefing that if anyone was to ask you why we are in Iraq, this is what you are to say. And I quote, that we are there for strategic purposes, blah, 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 guard aid. And he missed the name because no one had a tape recorder, but to guard an oil pipeline. And he did actually get the name of that pipeline, unquote. But he said that's what...
The Haifa, or the Haifa pipeline.
I don't...
That's one of them. There's several. There's one that goes into...
Yeah, there's numerous ones there, but he didn't mention that.
Well, why did he tell you this?
We don't know. We all looked at each other like, did you actually hear what I just heard? We were like, we couldn't believe that we were actually hearing this. I mean, it just confirmed our own belief.
Well, a big part of it's the oil. It's also about having a military launch base to invade Iran and Syria and threaten the Russians. And that's PNAC, folks. The vice president says that. I'm not saying it.
Sure. And that's where that all falls under the strategic purposes.
Bush told his biographer. And a big book's coming out on that. He told him in 99, I'm going to be a war president, which he said on TV himself. The people can't argue with you when you're in a war. So it's also just about having carte blanche for their whole agenda. But finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, that just ties in. It only ties in and reinforces what you're saying, what you're putting out. I think what's happened is the information war is just you're having an effect. No doubt, you're having an effect, and I think that they don't realize that. Like my father-in-law and I were having a discussion the other night. He's like, nowadays information is more abundant than it was years ago. They can't control it like they used to be able to, meaning with the internet. And
yeah, they can just try to train us to be decadent slobs that don't care.
Absolutely, and the only thing. A person who's not informed, they're not informed on their own, only because the information's out there. You're showing that, obviously.
Well, God bless you, and you say you stopped drinking the Kool-Aid, and you're getting out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my wife's been beating me over the head for the longest. She actually has that, what I call the that sixth sense that mothers have.
Yes, intuition.
Her alarm bell was going off way before all this stuff took place, but, of course, I didn't listen. I was still...
Well, that's because, you know, the average American, the average cop or soldier is a good person. You want to believe, you know, you want to believe your government's doing the right thing. But it isn't our government that's bad. It's corrupt liars in control of policy. But be sure and call me back, and God bless you.
You too, Russ.
That's a great caller. No, God bless you, Chris. Thanks for all you're doing. All right, I apologize to our guests for holding the last 3 or 4 minutes, but I just wanted to let that young soldier, that young officer who's getting out of the military have that say. Dr. Kuznick, very good to have you on, sir.
My pleasure, Chris. My pleasure, Alex.
Now, it's just in a nutshell, I mean, you're one of the organization you head up is one of the most prestigious when it comes to tracking policy, nuclear weapons, the proliferation, all of it. Describe your position and some of your background.
Well, we founded the Nuclear Studies Institute back in 1995. I've been writing about nuclear issues and researching nuclear history for longer than that. As one of the crowning jewels to my institute is we actually take students on a study abroad trip to Hiroshima and Nagasaki every summer for the commemorative events. Spend a lot of time with atomic bomb survivors, Japanese experts. And among the things we do is not only expose them to the horrors surrounding the atomic bombing, but we also go out of our way to expose them to the horrors of Japanese atrocities toward American soldiers, Japanese atrocities toward other Asians. So we want to give them a full picture of the terrible things that went on in this war from all sides.
Now, there have been some new developments. Some of this information was already out there, but it's getting even clearer that the Japanese had tried to unconditionally surrender, but no, we've got to drop 2 A-bombs on them. The New Scientist is reporting on your findings and other scholars' findings, Doctor, but please go over that for us.
I just got back a couple days ago from London where I was doing some lectures and interviews with New Scientist and others. The latest information that we're getting, now that we've gotten some access not only to the American archives, the Japanese archives, but now also the former Soviet archives, has filled out our picture quite a bit. And what's very clear at this point is not only that Truman and his close associates knew that they were alternatives to dropping the bomb, not only do they know that the Japanese were trying to find acceptable surrender terms, that the main obstacle was the U.S. demand for unconditional surrender, which meant to them that the emperor would be tried as a war criminal and executed, and the emperor to them was a god, so they weren't going to put up with that. They would have fought to the death, many of them, if that's what we held on to. But we also knew that the Soviet Union was about to come into the war. Japanese military and diplomatic strategy was contingent upon the Soviet Union remaining neutral and staying out of the war. The Japanese had learned by the summer of 1944, they had agreed that there was no chance for military victory. They had
the Russians were already getting ready to grab islands, and they didn't want to be a Soviet state.
That was a very big factor. At Yalta, the Soviets promised to come in 3 months after the end of the war in Europe. And Stalin was intent upon getting in there before the Japanese surrendered. He'd been promised significant territorial and economic concessions from Roosevelt at Yalta in return for the Soviets coming in.
Well, they've still got a bunch of major real estate Japan.
What they wanted was what they had lost to Japan in the 1904-1905 Russo-Japanese War. And we had promised to give that back to them in return for, or let them take that in return for them coming into the war. But there was a lot, but Truman and Burns and Stimson to some extent decided at the end, after we had tested the bomb at Alamogordo on July 16th, 1945, that maybe if we hurried up and dropped the bomb, we could preempt Soviet entry and they wouldn't get in on the kill. Stalin, on the other hand, wanted to expedite Soviet entry, fearing that the Japanese might surrender. And he wanted to make sure that they had begun their invasion, at least of Manchuria, before the Japanese had surrendered, because he didn't trust Truman to give him the concessions that he had been promised at Yalta.
So to basically, and again, this has been admitted, to intimidate the Russians, they drop A-bombs on the Japanese. And from the documents I've seen, the experts we've talked to, in the last few weeks there, the Japanese had basically surrendered and said, you can have all our generals, all our people, run everything, just don't take our emperor. And that was the one little sticking point. And then, of course, once they did have unconditional with the A-bombs, they did let them keep their emperor.
Well, Alex, actually a little bit more complicated, because the documents from the deliberations from the Japanese War Council, the Big Six, had it split 3-3. Three of them said, just let us keep the emperor. Three of them held on to other conditions and said that they had actually four conditions for surrender. The emperor finally intervened to break the deadlock. But
he intervened when they started dropping A-bombs?
No, actually, he intervened after the Soviet invasion. The evidence seems overwhelming that was much more.
Yeah, that's what I had read, is that they had given up because the emperor came in. So then history really does show that. But they'd rather have American captors than Soviet captors.
Yes, and for good reason, because they knew the Americans would be much more tolerant about them keeping the emperor, and they figured they could deal better with the Americans and with the Soviets. The Soviets were moving toward not only South Sakhalin and the Kuril Islands and Manchuria, they were starting to move toward Hokkaido. So there was a lot of pressure internally in Japan for a couple reasons. One was because they wanted to surrender to the Americans. The other was they feared a popular uprising. Some actually feared a communist revolution in Japan if the Soviets started to take parts of the Japanese mainland. So they wanted to hurry up and surrender at that point. But we knew that was the case. Our own intelligence reports, for example, the April 11th report of the Joint Intelligence Staff of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says, quote, if at any time the USSR should enter the war, all Japanese will realize that absolute defeat is inevitable. We knew that because we'd broken the Japanese codes, and the Japanese were saying very clearly that their whole strategy revolved around keeping the Soviets out.
And so the Russians had entered, he'd broken the deadlock, basically unconditional surrender, and it didn't matter, they dropped those two A-bombs. And you say this, you're quoted, Doctor, in the New Scientist, as saying that it was not just a war crime, it was a crime against humanity. And according to the U.S. version, official version of history, an A-bomb was dropped on Hiroshima on the 6th of August, 45, and another on Nagasaki 3 days later to force Japan's surrender. The destruction was necessary to bring a rapid end to the war without the need for a costly U.S. invasion. That's what we've always been told, but that's pretty much accepted now to be a fraud. But you have the documents.
Yeah, we've got documents. We also have the statements by almost every important American military leader who's on record saying that the atomic bombing was terrible either for moral reasons or it was militarily unnecessary.
Well, yeah, didn't they? I mean, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were non-military cities.
No, not exactly.
Well, I'd always read that they were not major military cities.
Truman said initially, his initial comments were that we're getting revenge and that Hiroshima was a military base. The ratio was about 7-1, civilians to military. It was a port from which the Japanese would send out troops to other parts of the
empire. But it had also been bombed to rubble with all the firebombs.
No. Hiroshima, they had preserved. There were several cities that they had preserved so they could show the effect of a bomb. And Hiroshima was one of them.
But
hadn't firebombed.
Was Nagasaki?
Nagasaki was largely preserved also.
Oh, okay.
And Niigata and Kokura and Kyoto.
So they even preserved cities. This was part of a long-term plan, so why change it?
Because they were preserved because they weren't that militarily significant. During the spring and summer of 1945, the United States started firebombing the Japanese cities. 64 cities were destroyed with that kind of firebombing. And we were targeting civilian populations.
That firebombing kill a lot more than the A-bombs?
Not in individual cases. The one case you're probably referring to is the firebombing of Tokyo on March 9th and 10th.
And there was wind, and it just, yeah.
That was terrible, and that killed a lot of people. But it got so bad with this that we were wiping out the mid-sized cities that had no significance. It reached the destruction in the city of Toyama of 99.5% of the city. It got so bad that Secretary of War Stimson said to President Truman, I don't want to see the United States get the reputation for outdoing Hitler in atrocities. That's what the Secretary of War said to Truman.
Now, for those who don't know, I mean, describe these. I mean, I remember reading reports, and again, it's been a while since I researched this, but like a Saudis with like 1,000 bombers bombing them with firebombs?
Yeah. Which is why the atomic bomb did not have that much of an impact on the Japanese cabinet. The way they looked at it, the United States could send 500 planes and burn down a city, or they could send one plane and one bomb and burn down a city. It had the same effect. So the numbers killed in Hiroshima immediately were not as great as the numbers killed in Nagasaki. By the end of the year, there were more killed in Hiroshima. I mean, not Nagasaki, I mean Tokyo. By the end of the year, there were more killed in Hiroshima than in Tokyo.
Yeah, but I'd read that at first the Tokyo firebombing was bigger.
Initially. The immediate impact, like a day later, the Tokyo was definitely bigger.
Imagine 1,000 bombers every day. Man, that is incredible. I mean, that makes the blitz that the Germans did look like tinker toy behavior.
Yeah, well, we had escalated tremendously beyond that. And Truman said, this is revenge for Pearl Harbor. His initial response when he was aboard the USS Augusta coming back from Hiroshima and was told that, coming back from Potsdam, was told that Hiroshima had been wiped off the map, Truman's immediate response is, this is the greatest thing in history. The later responses try to argue that this was in order to avoid an invasion in which...
What type of sickos are these people? I mean, even if you've got to kill hundreds of thousands of children, you don't, like, relish it.
And I don't think Truman did. I'm not saying Truman was an evil man who was bloodthirsty and,
sounds like it to me.
Pleasure. No, I would judge him more kindly than that, but I think he showed colossal...
Well, you just gave us his quote,
judgment.
Doctor.
Hmm?
You just gave us the degenerate quote.
He said that, but... And that's what it is about war, that many people in that situation, even good people, will sometimes do terrible things. But what I think is the worst thing he did? The reason why I said that this wasn't just a war crime, it was a crime against humanity, is that Truman understood not only that this was a bigger, more terrible, more powerful weapon, he understood he was beginning a process that could very possibly end with the annihilation of the human species.
Oh, yeah, they knew that they were only time it's been used, first time and only, folks. We did it. Our elite did, A-bombing people.
And they knew
people.
That this was primitive. They knew this was puny. During the Manhattan Project, Edward Teller said, let's not even waste our time with the atomic bomb. Let's immediately go to the super bomb, because it'll be thousands of times more powerful. And when Oppenheimer briefed the interim committee on May 31st, he told them within a couple years, we can have bombs between 10 megatons and 100 megatons in power, thousands of times bigger than the bombs that were used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But Truman understood this, and he said this on a number of occasions. And the first thing he wrote about it, when he found out on April 13th, he said, I was told this was a weapon great enough to destroy the whole world. And then he later writes on July 25th, when he hears how powerful the test was, he says, this may be the fire destruction prophesied in the Euphrates Valley era after Noah and his fabulous ark. Truman knew this wasn't just a bigger, more terrible bomb. He knew the process he was unleashing. People warned him that this was the outcome. Many of the scientists mobilized were signing petitions urging him not to use it in that way. The military leaders understood this, and yet we went ahead and did it when there was no military necessity.
Because the military-industrial complex that Ike later warned us about knew they needed a new arms race to keep it all going.
Well, Eisenhower was among those who deplored what we did. In fact, he's the only American president who has condemned the atomic bombing.
We'll be right back. We'll talk about it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Coming up in the next hour, former Secretary of Transportation gets up there and talks about Cheney and the stand-down order on 9/11. C-SPAN's cameras malfunction and their archives all malfunction, but we've got it. And we're going to be playing that, and there's just a bunch about the travel advisory for South Texas because of the war going on. Literally, hundreds of dead, kidnappings, murder, burning buildings. Got Reuters right here. You'll never see it on the nightly news. It's just unbelievable that this is so underreported. That's coming up, but I know we got loaded phone lines for Robert and Roger and Charles and Danny and everybody, but Dr. Peter Kuznick's going to be with us for 5 minutes into the next hour. That's it, because I know he's very busy. A Hiroshima bomb carried hidden agenda. And again, that was actually to kickstart and escalate, the evidence shows, a Cold War. And then our government, evidence shows, even helped the Soviets get it, again, to escalate it even further. Big money to be made. And I mentioned how Eisenhower decried this in his farewell speech in 1960, saying the undue influence. Well, now it's the defense contractors that own the red light cameras that are running the surveillance, that Homeland Security. You know, most people in the cabinet, their wives all, you know, sit on boards making hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a major scam. And we're talking to, of course, Dr. Peter Kuznick, who's the director of Nuclear Studies Institute at American University in Washington, D.C., and just an amazing individual who's uncovered even more documents on this. Please continue to elaborate, sir.
One of the interesting things is about how widely this was repudiated by the top military leaders. Admiral William Leahy, who chaired the meetings of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and was Truman's personal chief of staff, said, I'll quote him, says, the Japanese were already defeated and ready to surrender. The use of this barbarous weapon at Hiroshima and Nagasaki was of no material assistance in our war against Japan. Being the first to use it, we adopted an ethical standard common to the barbarians of the Dark Ages. I wasn't taught to make war in that fashion, and wars can't be won by destroying women and children. He told an interviewer in 1949, he says that Truman said we'd use it only to hit military objectives, and I quote, of course, then they went ahead and killed as many women and children as they could, which was just what they wanted all the time. But this it was also deplored by General Douglas MacArthur, by Chester Nimitz, by Ernest King, Admiral King, who was the Commander-in-Chief of the Navy, by Hap Arnold, who was the Chief of Staff.
But what about the good old boy white trash that go, good, nuke them Japs? I still hear it on talk radio. I mean, folks, you're for burning up two-year-old babies until their heads pop? I mean, well, you know, what's wrong with these people?
Well, at the time, there was a lot of hatred toward the Japanese. You know, that we hated the Americans hated the Japanese more than they've hated any other enemy in any war in history.
And that was because propaganda was just now getting big with newsreels.
Well,
and
not just propaganda. It was also because of the Japanese atrocities. You know, the Japanese did terrible things to American soldiers, not just the attack of Pearl Harbor. But an American soldier in combat had a 1 in 20 chance of dying in combat. An American soldier held as a POW by the Nazis had a 1 in 25 chance of dying. An American soldier held as a POW by the Japanese had a 1 in 3 chance of dying. So there were...
No, I'm not defending the Imperial Japanese, the scumbag Imperial class is what, 0.1% or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't go drop bombs on the little fishing peasants for fun, I mean...
No, but that was the war we fought, was a war waged against civilians. And we were very careful in Europe throughout most of the war to avoid hitting civilian populations.
Except for Dresden.
Yeah, and we assisted in that. And toward the end, we shifted and we're starting to hit more of the civilian populations. But before that, we had scrupulously avoided it.
That's right. It was the British that mainly led the attack on Dresden.
Yeah, almost entirely the British. And we went after transportation. We went after oil production facilities. Those kinds of nodal points.
Man, tribal warfare, so horrible. When we come back, I want to... Got a few more questions for you, Doctor.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The Burke...